Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And good evening, Pittsburgh Steelers fans. Welcome to another episode of Steelers Friday Night Six Pack. I am your host, as always, Tony DeFeo. So thank you for joining me live on both YouTube and Facebook. I appreciate everybody checking in. And please, before I continue, I'd like you to please subscribe to our YouTube channel, Behind the Steel Curtain, the YouTube channel. If you were paying attention during the just completed NFL draft, boy, was Behind the Steel Curtain, the YouTube channel, active, wasn't it? The entire podcasting platform was active. Those guys were on the ball. Every time there was a draft pick, they were there announcing it. Every time there was and discussing it and talking about it. Of course, there were the shows afterwards that reviewed it, both on both live and in audio only form. And you can catch all those each and every week. We bring you countless podcasts each and every week. You're never at a loss for content at Behind the Steel Curtain, whether it's on the editorial side, the written word side, or podcast. And you can check out all of our podcasts on any audio-only platform, whether it's iHeartRadio, which is my favorite, or Spotify, you name it. You can find all of our podcasts anywhere you can catch a podcast. So please check those out. And please check out Behind the Steel Curtain, the website, where we bring anytime there's a transaction, anytime there's breaking news, anytime there's a mock draft, which we're not going to see much of those anymore, but you can always find anything you need Steelers related on Behind the Steel Curtain, the website. So please check that out. It's your one-stop shop for all your Steelers needs. And thank you to everybody in the live chat for joining me. Team Money, my man Terry, my good friend, I was just hanging out with him last night. We were talking sports and talking everything else. Jeff Dunn, Ryan O'Toole, Steelers Pittsburgh, Just Me, Jared Devil. You guys are all awesome for checking in tonight. Did I miss anybody? If I did, I'll catch you later. But I appreciate you all for checking in tonight, and I hope we have a great show. Actually, I know we're going to have a great show. I'm predicting that right now. Danny Owens, Bert Tavares, who says aloha from Maui. I wish I was there right now. I'm not going to lie. So, what do you want to talk about tonight? I know what you want to talk about. You want to talk about the NFL draft, right? Can't get enough of it. Even though it's in the rearview mirror now, the actual selecting of the players is in the rearview mirror. Now we're discussing how the Steelers did, and I think they did a good job. But then again, I always do. I always think the Steelers do a good job in the draft. Rarely do I walk away from an entire draft class thinking, what were they thinking? What were they doing? What was your thought process with this draft? It doesn't make any sense. Usually there's a plan. A lot of teams don't have a plan when they go into a draft, but you could tell the Steelers do. You know, for as much as Kevin Colbert likes to say they don't draft for need, they draft for want. That's his favorite, his famous saying. We don't draft for need, we draft for want. They clearly draft for need. You know, every team does. That's what the whole draft is all about. It's about finding players that can come in and help your team right away, usually at positions that need upgraded. You know, and the Steelers, they usually follow a theme in their draft. I think that's fair to say. If you go back and look, 3 years ago, 2018, they went into that draft looking for the next Ryan Shazier, somebody that could come in and be that dynamic inside linebacker in the middle of that defense. And all three guys were gone. The top three guys were gone by the time Pittsburgh was on the clock at 28. So they went with Terrell Edmunds, sort of a hybrid defender, somebody that they thought could be a jack of all trades in that secondary place, safety primarily, but also dime linebacker, nickel, cover tight ends. You know, so they didn't get the inside linebacker that they wanted, but they found themselves a pretty athletic safety, jack of all trades, if you will, Swiss Army knife. Who said that? What famous guy said that recently? Anyway, and then 2 years ago, they were clearly looking for the next Ryan Shazier. That was their mission. They were on a mission for that, and they traded up the draft Devin Bush. Last year, the theme was heading in to the draft, the 2020 draft. They needed to find several players who could provide depth right away at different positions and also possibly take over as starters once some of their veteran players left via free agency. Obviously, Chase Claypool, he's not really a starter because Juju Smith-Schuster resigned, which was a surprise, but he's certainly a major contributor for that receiving core. Kevin Dotson, who they drafted in the fourth round, he's now your starting left guard heading into 2021 in place of Matt Filer. Alex Highsmith, who they drafted in the third, I'm going backwards, who they drafted in the third round, he's taking over for Bud Dupree, who left to sign with the Titans. So there you go. This year, 2021, the theme was clearly they had to find players who could come in and possibly start right away at various positions. We've talked about this. Offensive tackle, center, running back, tight end, cornerback, inside linebacker. There were any number of directions they could have gone with their first pick, their first few picks. So they decided on Najee Harris, running back in the first round. Pat Freiermuth, tight end out of Penn State in the second round. Kendrick Green, the guard slash center for sure. He's going to be the center from Illinois in the third round. So, and here's Steelers Pittsburgh, and he says, I'm doing Tomlinisms. And yes, I learned it from a great man. So, yes, the Steelers, they went into the 2021 draft looking for starters, or I should say players who could hopefully start as quickly as day one. I mean, some of the positions on their roster were begging for players to come in and start right away. And I just named all those, especially running back and center for sure. They were begging for players to come in and immediately ascend up to the top of the depth chart. So universally I think it was a well-received draft with the Steelers, what they did last week. I think it was generally well-received. I mean, there were people who didn't like the selection of Najee Harris, the running back. There are some people who they just that's the hill they're going to die on no matter what. And they're convinced that you never ever draft a running back in the first round. A lot of those people are kind of into analytics, and you know, if you remember back in the day with baseball, sabermetrics, now it's analytics, and the odds are you don't draft a running back in the first round because it's been devalued, and a lot of those players flame out after 4 or 5 years because it's such a demanding position physically, and you just don't do that. But you got to look at the nuances of sports. You got to look at more than just the numbers. And before I get to that, Just Me has a $5 super chat, and thank you, Just Me. And she says, what new picks will start this year? I think, I'll answer that right away. I think obviously Harris can start from day one. I mean, he's immediately the best running back on the roster. There's no question. Kendrick Green certainly has a great chance to start at center because, what's his name? CJ Hassenauer. I mean, he's a development. He's still a project. BJ Finney is a veteran who has position flexibility at both guard and center. And he was at one time deemed a very valuable player. And a lot of people thought he could start in this league, and he tried that last year, and it didn't work out for him. Was it just a bad year, or can he continue the success that he once had in Pittsburgh upon his return here? I don't know, but I think Kendrick Green certainly has a chance. And the tight end from Penn State, Freiermuth, who I'm going to have trouble with that name, like a lot of us will, but. He's not going to start per se because Eric Ebron's at the top of the depth chart, but with Matt Canada, with the new offensive coordinator, from what I understand, a lot of his schemes require two tight end sets. So you look at the people behind Ebron, it's guys like Zach Gentry, the fifth round pick 2 years ago, and he really hasn't made a dent at all. So far in his very brief career. So Freiermuth has an excellent chance of coming in and contributing in a big way right away. As far as being a pass catching weapon and, you know, a blocker. He's not considered a great blocking tight end. He needs some work in that regard, but he certainly fits the mold of a Heath Miller, Rob Gronkowski, can't say names tonight. One of those kind of tight ends, a tight end who can be a weapon downfield, but it can also has the potential to be a decent blocker for the run and pass protection. So those three for sure. But even a guy like Bobby Johnson out of Texas A&M, the second fourth round pick, the inside linebacker, there's somebody that. You think, okay, he's a project. He's somebody who's not going to contribute right away, with the exception of special teams. But if you look at the linebacking core how it's constructed, obviously you have Devin Bush coming back from the ACL. He's the centerpiece of that defense. But then the other inside linebacker, Vince Williams, he's a veteran. They brought him back after cutting him. They brought him back at a reduced price. And then Robert Spillane. A lot of people were high on him after he came in and filled in for Bush last year and did a decent job before he got hurt at the end of the year. So it's easy to look at that and think, well, there's no way that any rookie, any fourth round pick anyway, is going to be able to come in here and start in his first year. But you never know. Bobby Johnson might have a opportunity to come in and turn some heads right away. You know, it's obviously it's very early and it's easy to talk in absolutes about these draft picks. So I'm trying to avoid that, but he certainly has a chance. So I think those four right there, obviously in the punter, Presley Harvin, the seventh round pick, if that's considered a starting position, which I guess it is, he has a chance to come in and contribute right away if he beats out Jordan Berry, which a lot of people are praying to the football gods that happens. So I think with the exception of the punter, the four that I mentioned have a chance to come in and start right away. Nothing's guaranteed. They might all be total bums. We don't know. That's the thing about the draft. That's what's so intriguing about it. But you know, a lot of people getting back to the running back, getting back to Harris. A lot of people were just absolutely convinced that you don't draft a running back in the first round. And I don't think you can ever say never, if that's the right grammar, when it comes to the NFL draft or any component of your franchise in any sport, as far as building a roster or any kind of schematic philosophy, never say never. And our running backs being drafted less and less in the first round, Yes. Over the past decade, the running back position has been devalued greatly. But it doesn't mean that you should never draft a running back in the first round. It just means that it doesn't offer the value of other positions. But my feeling about draft value is what good is it if at any position, if that player turns out to be a bum or a stiff and never amounts to anything. I mean, you could talk about great draft value at whatever round. They talked about that 2 years ago when they drafted Justin Lane in the third round. A lot of people had him graded as a late first round pick, early second round pick, and Pittsburgh got him in the third round. And I don't want to, you know, close the door on his career just yet. He can still be something special. We don't know, but a lot of people were excited about Justin Lane 2 years ago, and here we are, and he still hasn't broken through yet as a defensive back in the NFL. So you could talk about draft value. It doesn't necessarily mean anything. I think when you, and a lot of people talk about when it comes to running backs, you know, you shouldn't draft them in the first round again, because they fade so quickly, but they don't all fade. You know, you look at so many of the greats, they had obviously long careers. Jerome Bettis being a great example of that. Franco Harris, current running backs, if I think they're still current, Adrian Peterson and Frank Gore, you know, so not every running back fades. So, you know, you can't approach a draft thinking, okay, this is the best player on our board right now, but he's a running back. And even though we think he can make the greatest impact for us right away, and even though we think he can make our backfield so much better, and even though we think he can come in and be head and shoulders the best player at that position, we shouldn't draft him because we're afraid of what might happen 5-6 years from now as far as his longevity is concerned, as far as his durability. Because you just don't know. You don't know. You can talk about the numbers. And sites like Pro Football Focus, they're all about the numbers, and that's it. You don't. They even said the other day, you don't draft. If you draft the running back in the first round, it's an automatic F as a grade. I think it was Lance Dierlein said that, talking about Pro Football Focus. I think it was on The Fan discussing the Harris selection, and you know that's why sites like Pro Football Focus, they're so set in their. And I'm not saying they're always. They don't make great points, because they do. I mean, they're a very successful site, and they have former NFL players making these grades and doing this analysis of these players. But at the same time, nothing is ever a sure thing. Nothing is ever an absolute when it comes to the NFL draft. In fact, more often than not, people get it wrong. You know, both in a good way and in a bad way. They miss on good players and they miss on bad player on bad players that they thought were going to be good. So nothing is ever a sure thing in the NFL drafts. So when people, it's okay. It's one thing to disagree, but the way some people are when they just like it's almost like an arrogance about them when they talk about, well, you know, they screwed up that first round pick, but they got the second round pick and the third round pick right. Well, none of those things are true. None of that is true. Yet you don't know. You don't know if they got the first round pick wrong, and you don't know if they got the next two picks right. Just because you say that doesn't make it so. So my feeling is, if you're drafting a player and you're worried about what it's going to be like for him 5 years from now, if you're worried about a second contract already, then I think you're doing it wrong. I think you have to pick the best player on your board that you feel can come in and obviously address a position of need and help your football team right away. Whether it happens or not, I don't, it doesn't, nobody knows, but you have to, that's how you have to approach it. You can't, because 5 years is a long, I mean, people don't think of it as a long time, but 5 years in sports is a long time. You know how I know? 3 or 4 years ago, Antonio Brown was the toast of Pittsburgh. And now he's public enemy number one. Everybody thought Juju was a breath of fresh air, and a lot of people still do. But now a lot of people are just like so turned off by his quote unquote brand furthering, right? You know, with the social media stuff and his involvement with you know, video games and TikTok and all this other stuff that people really take seriously as far as not enjoying that side of his football career. So. 4 years is a long time in the NFL. So, you know, just because you draft a center in the first round or in the second round or draft a tackle in the first round, and just because those players have generally have longer careers, it doesn't mean that they're going to have long careers, not those particular players. I mean, you know, you have to look at it as a case-by-case basis. And as far as how the Steelers address their first three picks, I mean, should they have drafted Creed Humphrey in the second round? Who's to say? I mean, you can say they should have. It doesn't mean that Creed Humphrey is going to go on and have a great career. I mean, he might be a bum. You just don't know. And then somebody like Kendrick Green might go on to have another Hall of Fame career for a Steeler center. You just don't know how it's going to go. So when people talk in absolutes about the draft, I just find it funny because it's like, don't you know? Haven't you been paying attention to the last 40 or 50 or 60 drafts? You know, when people act like they've never seen a draft before, you know, they've never seen players that were expected to flop, go on to have great careers. And they act like they've never seen a can't miss, quote unquote, can't miss number one overall pick, totally flop and wind up on some list somewhere someday as far as, draft busts. I mean, people act like this is the first draft ever, you know, and it's an exact science. And, you know, if you draft the player, with the second pick, he's going to have a great career. If you draft a player with the 27th pick, he's going to have a so-so career. You know, it's laughable. It, you know, what makes the draft so much fun, it not being an exact science, it being unpredictable, also makes it annoying because people who should know better just get so married to their opinions. Like me, I spent most of the offseason saying, they shouldn't draft a running back in the first round. They shouldn't do that because they've been devalued. You can get a good one in the second. But, you know, I've come around to it. I came around to it before the draft even started last Thursday because, you know, the running back class, it was basically a three-headed monster. And after that, you know, there were still some good players who had, you know, potential, but it didn't mean that they were necessarily as good as those top three. And I think in a lot of ways we've gone in the other direction when it comes to how we view running backs. You know, I think it's easy to get into that group think to fall victim to that and go, okay, you can find a running back in any round. And you can, but it doesn't mean that some aren't more special than others. And there's generally a reason why some players are ranked, you know, at the top of a list and others are in the middle and others are at the bottom, because the ones at the top are they usually have the physical attributes and the character traits or whatever you want to, you know, the whole ball of wax, the whole package that you're looking for in a great football player. So I think overall, I think the Steelers did a good job. It doesn't mean that this class is going to amount to anything. They might all be out of the NFL within 5 years. Like the 2008 draft class was basically, there was nobody left by 2013. If you remember that era. So it doesn't mean anything. All you can do if you're a fan is hope that your team addresses positions of need, doesn't reach dramatically, and the draft makes sense. And I think you could say that about the Steelers draft. They clearly brought in, like, their first four picks were clearly geared toward finding players who could fit into Matt Canada's offensive scheme. You know, you're talking about a dynamic three down running back in Harris, obviously a potentially dynamic inline tight end in Freiermuth, somebody who can work well in quote unquote 12 personnel, an alignment I'm just learning about that basically is a two tight end set. They needed a center that was that relished blocking for the run, and they found that in a player like Green, an exceptional athlete. Who's obviously very mobile, kind of reminds you of Marquise Pouncey. Certainly has that intensity, that passion, team leader, you know, just love that pick. And Dan Moore from Texas A&M, who another polarizing pick. A lot of people think he could have been a lower, like a higher pick in a draft that where tackle wasn't so deep. A lot of people thought that they could have got him in the sixth or seventh round. So, but either way, he's another player that relishes run blocking and somebody that might be able to come in and fit into Matt Canada's scheme. So when you're talking about their strategy and how they addressed parts of their roster, I think you have to love what the Steelers did. So on that note, I think I will take a break. And when I come back, I will talk more about the draft. I'll talk some more about a little bit about the secondary and some issues with that. And I'll take your questions and comments. So please come back for part two of this episode of Steelers Friday Night Six Pack.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.